Blog Talk Radio.
And I am happy to be here with you guys tonight because, well, it's our last night on Earth. It's been an extremely relaxing day. The morning show, we really talked a lot about everything that happened last night with the clapping of the angels on there. Shared a word that my wife got afterwards confirming that the Lord said it was him and the angels that had done it. And then he wants people to know how real he is. It was a great deal. Christine can't be here tonight. Unfortunately, she's spending her time with her family instead of us. Weird, I know it. But tonight's going to be a little different. It's going to be, you know, basically we're going to keep it real and share some, just share whatever you've got. It doesn't have to be that the Lord's coming. I can guarantee you the peace that I've had all day and the peace several other people have talked to had, it's completely different. I haven't watched a single video, haven't listened to another word. All I've done is just lay around in complete peace. And Lord does say today is the day, which makes sense because he's had us all busy working and getting stronger in our faith, and the applause last night and everything with the angels graduating, and it's time to go up. So if he's disconnected us from the world and then told us to relax, everything's done, then, well, there's only one thing left to do, and that's for us to get translated. So I'm going to start bringing some people on the line, and, of course, my best friend in the whole wide world, Pat.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, guys.
How are you doing, young lady?
Love you. Okay, just a really strange thing. I was watching the weather, and she used a word I never heard. She was talking about how when the rain turns to snow, and she said, and when you have this transitional, and I just bolted, and something made me look at the time. It was 5 o'clock, but it was 33 minutes after 5 o'clock, and I saw a little flash of an angel by the picture I have of Jesus, you know, the holy face, and it was just, and then all lights came on him, his eyes changed, his mouth seemed to be moving. He didn't say anything, but it was like, make sure that I get on, so I'm on, like, really on time here. And then I had a Bible verse here just from Acts 3, 18 and 19. It says, but those things which God before has showed by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. And then this one is for just everybody, everyone who's searching and needs to do this. Be penitent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. Okay?
Amen.
So there you go. Time to have them blotted out, guys. Turn to the Lord.
Pat, are you ready
to
go up?
Oh, I am. I am. I saw that today, and it was like, I have great peace, you know, just tremendous peace. Yes. Yeah,
had
I got to complete. Hey, I got to get busy. I got to check out the ovens, honey, you know?
See what kind of kitchen we got going on up here.
Oh, I got to check it out, honey. I got to feed all my babies, yeah.
Amen. Stay with me here, Pat. I got to bring some more people on.
Sure, go ahead.
I think this is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hi, Jason.
How are you, young lady?
I'm okay. I'm like hanging out. I'm listening for a minute. I do want to like talk, but not right now because I'm in the middle of like taking my son to his friend's house. So it's kind of like a bunch of like boys like chattering. So it's not a great time.
Okay, are you going to mute yourself and you'll come back?
Yes.
Okay.
But, you know, I got to be, like, serious mom right now, right? Like, okay.
Right, super serious mom. Super serious mom stuff.
Yeah.
For a while.
Amen.
That's who I am right now, okay?
Okay, honey. Love you.
Okay, so I'm going to bring in, I don't know who this is. I'm going to just, again, roll the dice. 347. Hello, 347. Oh, really? 347 is apparently just listening. I've got 614. Hello, 614.
Hi, this is Chris from Ohio. I'm really glad you guys are still here tonight.
Hi, honey.
I was.
Since I'm still here, I'm like, man, I hope somebody else is here too.
We're here.
Chris, you're going. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
All right, thanks. Hey, I guess what I have to share is, you know, I was just looking around and asking God for a word, and he pointed me to when Jesus turns water into wine for the wedding, like pouring the wine. And
uh-huh.
I don't know how to pour wine right now.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. I'm going to drink it.
Oh, we'll need it.
I'll have to have something to calm my nerves after flying through the air. I don't even like roller coasters. Chris, stay with us here.
Fun.
Judy is here with us.
Okay, hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi, sweetie.
It's not the rapture today. It's the elope. today. We're eloping today. We're too good for the rapture.
Oh, right.
Richard, do you not know who you are? You are the select of the select. So get it right. It's elope day.
Oh, can't wait.
Judy, did you have any cool things to share that happened to you today that made you think today was the last day on Earth?
Yes.
Okay.
Numeral uno. I'm taking out my garbage, and it's beautiful and sunny here in California, and the Lord said loud and clear, isn't today a good day for the rapture? And
mm-hmm.
I went, yeah, it'd be a great day. He goes, I think so, too.
Oh, wow.
Okay, number two. What was the other thing, Jason? Do you remember what he did? I forget.
Well, there was the one earlier. There was the one earlier in the day where you asked him if about it being a jackass day.
Oh, yeah. He said, we were talking, you tell him, Jason, I forget. But we were there, and God said it really clear.
Yeah, we were just talking, and we were both talking. The Lord has told me that, it's today, no more waiting, and for saying, you know, very serious. He said that to me before, but he's, I can't remember what he said personally to me that made it, was like, no, there is no whatever. And I was sharing that with Judy, and she said, yeah, the Lord just told me that this isn't a jackass day.
Yeah, the Lord literally told me that it's very loud in my head while him and Ashley were on FaceTime with me and my son. And he said, yeah, it's not a jackass rapture day. You know, you guys know what I mean by that. And I like what Tressie said in the chat room. He said, no reason to mope. Get ready to elope.
Oh,
Tressie. He's quite a poet.
Tressie has it right. He has two birds named Bobby and Amanda. And
right.
Even his birds know it's time to translate. You know, we're just to cut above the rest because we believe in like little kids and God just can't help but get us today. And it's just really like the best day of my whole life today.
Amen.
My big dog has been laying on me and laying on my wife all day, which she normally will like jump up in her lap and she wants pets, but when she's ready to sleep, she just goes away. And all day today, she has been snuggled up. I mean, like Goofy, laying, you know, like along her chest and my chest and acting very strange. And, I mean, I know my dogs pretty well, and it's abnormal on top of the words. So we'll be in heaven tonight. I'm already getting the spirit on me. So I'm sure that here in a minute I'm going to have to walk away. And Judy said that if it doesn't happen today, she's going to send everybody on this show a $1,000. Right, Judy?
Sorry, I was on mute. I was laughing my head off. Oh, I love it. Okay, on our last Jackass Countdown, I told two people I would pay their rent in full. This is why it's funny. I would pay their rent in full if the rapture didn't happen, because they were like, are you really sure? I mean, really? And I go, yeah, I'll pay your rent. And I did. I paid two people's rent.
Oh, my goodness.
Because that's how sure I was. Because God told us, and I believe everything he tells me, and I believe what he told me today when he said it's not a jackass rapture day. When he literally, I didn't ask him to talk to me when I was taking my garbage out. He's the one that brought it up. He said, usually it's me always I'm always pestering God about the rapture, and I didn't today because I woke up with so much peace. I know we're out of here, and I've just been happy and stoned all day. And then, boom, I'm taking my garbage out, and God's like, wouldn't today be a good day for the rapture? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I think so, too, what he says. So that is like, whatever, you know, I believe it. Hook, line, and sinker. Call me a jackass, but I think this is it.
Jackass.
Jason, you need to write me a check today.
Okay. I'll write anybody a check.
You know what? You know why you need to write me a check? Because I'm right. I'm right, and I'm not destined right, but I am right. And you need to write me a check in advance for me being finally right. So go ahead and just write me like a $2,000 check, and if I'm right, it'll never get here, and you don't have to worry about it.
Just banking on it. you know what? If you're going to let me send you money, I will send you a check.
Should I tell everyone I had a major blasphemous moment today? Should I, dare I say, the blasphemy that went on in my house today? Is it okay?
Everybody,
I mean, are we that
close? Everybody get your helmets on.
I don't know. It's like, are we that close that I can blaspheme? Are you sure? I'm feeling insecure. Jason, could I?
Absolutely. If anybody in your judges, you'll just check them out.
Okay. All right. So this is so bad. I mean, okay, I said God. I have to admit this, Lord. I'm really excited to see you. I am. And he knows I am. But I'm like, I feel bad, but I'm just as excited to meet all the rapture-centric church as I am to see you. Like, I can't wait. Like, I'm sorry. Is that okay? And he was like, he told me it was. He goes, because in meeting me, you're meeting them. So when you see them, you're seeing me, and that's why. Because I was, like, feeling bad about it. I really was. I was like, I super can't wait to, because I haven't met any of you people face-to-face. I never have. Like, most of us, I've only seen a couple people on FaceTime, and it's just, like, none of us, like, nobody in this fellowship has. The only two people that I'm aware of that have actually, like, met or, you know, see each other is Katie and Bo, because they live, like, right next door. But I'm just, like, can't wait. I can't stand anymore. I have to see you guys. Like, it's just, I'm serious. And God was, like, said it was okay. Like, really? So that's not bad?
For
He's
sure.
like, no, because we're all a family. We're all one. Yeah. He made us a family, and that's why we know each other. You know,
beautiful.
And I bet you I'm going to know what, you know, Jason's farts smell like as much as I don't want to know. I bet I will.
Delicious.
We're family.
Oh, and by the way, Jason, seriously, like, last night's show was, like, such a huge miracle. Because, like, I asked Ashley, I'm like, Jason, let me talk to Ashley. I'm like, is it true that Jason has never farted in front of you? And she's like, yeah. She's like, he really doesn't. You guys, I didn't know this, but this whole time when we're this whole party thing, Jason's offended all along.
I was not offended. I just
but
didn't
Jason,
think it was funny. That's the difference. I think we're losing you, Judy.
I just think it's funny.
We missed.
I just think it's funny that you, like, Jason was, like, being so technical about the farts. He was, like, in the chat room going, minute 45, 24, fart. Minute 32 and 41.
Oh, that's funny.
Like, Jason,
oh,
look at God. You. You're like a retard. You really are a retard. You're, like, trying to get technical.
Oh, my gosh. You can't get technical with that.
It's not really fair. Okay, first off, I think it's respectful to not fart in front of your wife, you know. And for everybody else that does it, that's fine. I'm glad you're free in that way. I am uptight about it. Two, I was simply providing times for when incidents occurred to allow people to have a faster sorting time. But you know what's funny is as you listen to it and stuff, you're hearing it in the background and you know, and there's, and I remember a couple times going, did I just hear something? But no, you know, whatever, you know. Surely when Jerry was talking, she did, you know, break one off for us, and turns out there was something a lot more serious about
funny.
It.
Oh, it's funny.
Okay, you want to hear something creepy?
Sure.
Okay, minding my own business. Okay, this is how much, like, God is stalking this church. Okay, I'm just trying to have a good day. I'm not doing a thing. Did you notice I didn't make a video today? Hello, people. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Okay, my job's over, okay? So I was just having the best day with my son, and we wrestle with each other, and we just have a good time. And then out of nowhere, God's like, I really like Chris. Like Chris Nicholson, you know, from PA that Jason has to mute every day. Just like Chris. Just like. But, like, God, like, interrupts my good day to, like, tell me that he really likes Chris Nicholson and that he's really proud of him. And I'm like, why? Like, why are you proud of Chris?
<He's> like, oh, you're nice.
I know, right?
Say
I know.
First
I'm like, don't ruin my day. No, I'm just playing, Chris. I'm playing. But it was like he started talking about Chris. And I was like, now I can't wait to meet Chris because God tells me he's so flippin' wonderful. He said, yes, aww. He has great faith. I'm like, really? Because he sounds like a wuss. I'm playing, Chris. Chris, you know, he doesn't. I love you. But God's like, yeah, no, he does. God told me all about his trials. Well, he didn't tell me about your trials, but he said he's had a lot of trials. And he said, he still doesn't believe me that I'm impressed with him. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're impressed with him? Like, really? And he's like, yes, like, I really am. But he still doesn't believe that I am. But, yeah, I can't. Aww. You know, he just told me how great Chris was. And then it made me want to meet Chris today. So I'm like, well, if you think Chris is great, like, I thought he was pretty cool. But, like, you know, I just can't wait to meet you guys, okay? He tells me, like, Raina's most really powerful. He tells me Pat is a love bug. You know, it's just, like, I can't wait to, like, but really, I just can't wait to doggy pile. Like, I think the whole rapture-centric church is going to be like one big doggy pile on the wedding table, and we're going to try to eat like while we're in a doggy pile.
Oh my goodness.
I am not. You're going to be farting on everybody thinking it's funny, and I don't want any part of that.
You know what? I think Ashley wants to let loose. I think she actually... Ashley, do you want Jason to fart? I bet she does.
She's asleep right now. She's on her 3-hour nap for the day. We just laid around and she's like, I'm going for a nap, you know, and she's been out of it for a few hours, so.
Yeah, I get that way.
Judy, hold on. I got to bring a couple people on. A whole bunch of people have been waiting a long time.
Drop.
Hello, 818.
Yes, hello. Drop me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
How are you? Really? All right. Nobody's there. 413. Hello, 413.
Hello, little brother.
Oh, it's Lynn, I think. Lynn?
Actually, it's Lana. How are you?
Lila, I'm sorry. How are you, young lady? That's why I stick with young lady.
You know what?
Come on, honey.
That applause. I mean, I know that the fart thing is kind of attention-getting, but that feeling around the applause.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you my applause story, but I also have a fart story.
Amen.
First, when I heard it, I thought, well, I know there's a chat room, and maybe this is people in the chat room. It's interesting how coordinated that sounds, but okay. And then it wasn't that, and I was like, oh, this is one of my five best moments in this world.
Amen.
I could play it back. Again and again and again.
Yeah, I listened a couple times and then freaked out for a good 30 minutes and was completely overwhelmed. And it was just everything from yesterday, from the messages from Christine sharing and everybody else's stuff and the words and... the idea and seeing you guys all here so soon and the work is all done and just here to taken up in the peace. Have you had peace all day today, ma'am?
Yeah, you know what? I have had peace for the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I am really, I keep feeling like, you know what? I really should be busy. I really should be doing something. And then I can feel like, no, I'm just going to kind of hang out in Galilee, you know, quiet day in the neighborhood, and I'm just going to hang out here in the neighborhood and not feel guilty about work. And, you know, stuff has been coming to me. I mean, one of the things that came to me, and I almost texted Judy, or I'm sorry, PM Judy, I was trying to figure out, you know, because, you know, God had something to say to me yesterday, too. And I looked at it, and I was like, what is this about? And he had said to me, because I said, my Lord, the rapture. And he said, it's here. It's done. The sheep have already been divided.
Mm.
And now I thought about that later. And, you know, this morning I said, okay, it's here, the sheep have been divided. Does this mean that our idea about dividing, sort of a, you know, hard fine line. There's a rapture, there's a left behind, and that's it. You're in one of those two groups, that's it. And I was like, no, that's not what divided means. Divided means into different categories. In the Quran, it talks about assembles and ranks. And I was like, oh, my goodness, the dividing is not two. It is several. It is many. It is as many as we are. And I just really kind of got lost in that one. I was like, oh, my goodness. I had such a shallow appreciation of what this was from the beginning. So I just wanted to share that, and now I'm going to mute myself off and stand there. But I just...
It's wonderful.
Thank you, honey.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you, sweetie.
Hold on. I'm trying to bring somebody on here. I'm getting texts and told in chat to, and I'm supposed to bring Michelle on. I don't know who the heck Michelle is. Yeah.
It's 580. Michelle is calling in.
814.
Yeah.
Hello, 814.
Oh, my goodness. You unmuted me.
Oh. Yeah, okay. What did you say it was again? I had to mute that guy.
It's 580, and it's a true story, Michelle, and it's amazing, and I'm so glad she called in, and you have to give her time to talk, because it's pretty cool what she's going to tell us. That was a good one, Chris.
Oh, you got me from chat, Chris. You got me. You know what? After that, Chris, I can't mute you for the rest of the night. You're going to get me like that, brother. That was good. Even for a Pennsylvanian. You know what I mean? I'm going to trust
you. Hey, I'm New Jersey. I'm
all right. Amen, sister. Okay. It's Michelle, 580. She's on.
Okay. Hi. How are you guys?
Hi, honey.
Good. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm doing pretty good. Hi. I have a word from the Lord, and I have a dream, and I have an experience I want to share.
Cool.
That's all.
Okay, I guess I'll start with the word from the Lord. I was listening to last night's blog talk show after in the archives because I missed the actual show. And so during the show, I could hear the Lord saying, pick up a piece of paper and write this down. I'm sitting here thinking, are you sure? Is that you? For real? And then I was like, okay. And so this is the message that he gave me. So it says, my dear beloved, I am coming now. I am coming right now. You don't have to wait now. I can't wait to be with you. You're highly favored, my dear. You will soon be with me in my kingdom. There you will receive many rewards. You are my beloved. I love you so much. You will soon be with me, and I will wipe your tears away. I love you so much, more than you could ever imagine. Your beloved groom, Jesus.
Oh, beautiful.
I was just like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe I actually got a message now because I was kind of getting jealous because everyone else was getting messages. I'm like, oh, yay, I got one now, too.
Hey, Michelle, when did you get that message?
It was, let's see, it's probably about 9 o'clock or so last night, Central Time.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That was awesome. It's beautiful.
Thanks.
Wait, yeah. More. Jason, there's more. Michelle, can you share about the farting stuff, or do you feel comfortable?
Yeah, I can share. Okay, so this happened about maybe a week or two ago. I was laying in bed. I was asleep, and I felt a tapping noise on my – or not a noise, but – a tapping on my leg, and I lived by myself, so no one would be there to tap me. So I kind of woke up, I was like, well, this is weird. And it definitely wasn't myself tapping my own leg. So then I went back to sleep, and then all of a sudden I heard something right in my face that sounded like a fart. And I woke up, I was like, what in the world? And this happened around the same time you guys were bringing up the farting stories. So,
you guys, she's a regular person, okay? She's like not weird like us, and it's happening.
She doesn't
to
have
her.
A crown.
So this is like really impressive. I mean, that was a fart, and she's like, oh my goodness. Anyway,
yeah.
I think it's funny.
That's.
And then I also had a dream, and I'm not entirely sure if it's related to the rapture, but I think so. So anyway, I was standing in a garage looking out the window, and I saw a bright light in the sky, and it was almost like a star. And whenever I looked at the light, I just knew that trouble was on the way. The danger was coming, and a bad storm was coming. So I knew that the storm would bring hail and tornadoes, and I was like, okay, I got to get out of here. So I got in my car. I no more than got in my car, and the car started backing up on its own. It's like, oh, no, I'm in the tornado now. So it backed up very slowly, and then the front end started coming up, kind of like an airplane taking off. And then slowly it started rising, and then all of a sudden I realized, I was like, I'm going to go flying upward really, really fast. And then I just started to go upward, and then I woke up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. You get those, I'm getting raptured, and then you wake up. That's a,
yeah.
I thank the Lord I haven't had those experiences. You had an
and then
awesome
that same
bird.
Night.
What's that?
I just think Michelle's story is amazing. Oh, go ahead. Yeah. Well, she has more.
That same night, I had another dream, and I was walking in a field, and I was about ready to step on a snake, and then all of a sudden, when I did that, I went upward. I floated upward about 6 feet above the snake, and then I was just kind of thinking in my dream, I was like, wonder how long this is going to last, and meanwhile, the snake looks up at me, annoyed that it can't get me, and then I wake up.
Hey, man.
They didn't get you.
You should be calling in more often, Michelle.
You know what? You know what, Jason? She inboxes me with stuff like this, and I'm so glad she finally has shared it because this is like I get really hammered when I get Michelle's inboxes. Hey, Michelle, wasn't there one more time? Is it twice you've heard the farts in your house, or just once?
Just the once.
Okay, yeah. All right. Anyway, I just think it's amazing. By the way, you guys, last night. It was around midnight. I was about ready to go to bed, and I heard a big, clear fart like the one on the radio. It was, like, really clear. And I asked my son, because he was still up, I go, did you hear that? He goes, no. And I go, you didn't fart just now? And he went, no. And plus, he would never fart that loud. It was, like, echoing. It was so loud. And, well, we know who that was.
What? Can we do a quick poll here? Who thought that moments before the rapture that we'd be hearing the Lord farts and the angels farts?
No,
can we
never.
Just have a show of hands real quick? Because it's become normal conversation for us. And that's so weird.
And this is the funny part. This is what makes it so funny. When I heard that loud fart, you guys, this is the whole thing that just makes me laugh really hard. Because I was, like, so undone. I was so touched. I was, like, weeping. I'm like, God, you love me so much. Like, I really, when I heard that sound and my son didn't do it, and I knew he didn't, and he didn't hear it, I knew that was God farting just for me. And I know I'm trying to have a serious conversation right now, but it's ridiculous. But, like, it made me feel so special, and I just went to bed like on cloud nine going, wow. And I really realized, you know, God was just saying, that's how intimate I am with you. You know, we are such good friends. I can fart in front of you. And I mean, I know we laugh and it's silly and it's even awkward saying it and with a straight face, but so I can't, but you guys, I mean, this is like serious intimacy. Like I've been in ministry for a really long time and God pulled me out of it, but you know, I've been to India. I've been all over the world, you guys. I just haven't been to, like, two continents. But other than that, I've been everywhere. I've seen God. God really used me to heal people's eyes and back. And I have healing gifts. We all do. And I would operate in them. But to me, what happened last night, that was the biggest miracle that I've ever witnessed in my life. And I've been tent preaching with thousands. I've been, believe me, I've seen a lot. I've been doing a lot with ministries over the year and over the years, 27 years. But what happened last night was so powerful that it left me utterly speechless. I haven't been able to make a video because I'm really, like, in awe, because I've never experienced such intimacy, not with God, not just with God, but with others. Like, it was phenomenal. Like, I've never had anything that intimate. It was like God did it not only to me, but he did it to all of us together, and we all shared in that moment, and it left me undone. It really did. And Jason, if you'll just be real, it screwed up Jason, too, in a good way. It screwed up Luco. I mean, we were just like, we couldn't really talk. We got on the phone with each other, and Luco and Jason were so undone that they wanted to ask Little John, are you sure I'm getting translated? Because that's how undone they were. They were like, I don't deserve this. How do we deserve this, you know? And that's how strong and beautiful. I mean, yeah, God's farting and clapping, but that approval and that intimacy that we're having with God and then with each other to top it off, I mean, that, I've never experienced anything in my whole 27 years of walking with the Lord. And I'm just going to tell you, really special, you guys.
Who's singing?
Don't want to talk about.
Okay, you see, that's why we have to mute Chris. Do you understand yet? Do you understand why we have to mute Chris? You give the guy a little bit of responsibility, just a tad bit of responsibility, and he starts karaoke-ing in his house on a radio show.
Oh, my gosh. He's happy he's singing.
I'm going to add to what Judy, I want to add to go ahead. Make a Chris joke, and I want to add to what you said.
No, I'm just going to say Chris is God's misfit and how boring this would be without him. But, yeah, go ahead, Jason, while we're talking seriously finish.
No, last night when it all hit and stuff like that, I was asking the Lord. I just, you know, anytime the rapture's really, really close, I second-guess myself because, you know, none of us are worthy, and I can tell you that I know myself pretty well, and I'm not worthy. And so to have... You know, when all this began, when I finally realized the Lord was coming back, I just hoped that he wouldn't leave me behind. And I hope maybe that if he left me behind, he could still find his way to forgive me. And this is over a period of about 4 months. And, you know, just again last night, and he talks to me every day, guys. And,
yeah.
You know, it just hit me last night, and I asked him, he's like, don't freak out, you're going, you know, you know, I love you and all that stuff. And I'm like, I asked my wife, and she's like, yes, he said, you are. And Judy calls me, and I am a wreck. I have the spirit all over me, and I'm freaking out. So if you can imagine being a nervous wreck when the spirit's on you. And,
sure.
You know, Judy was having to play counselor, and she's like, you know, do you want to ask John? I was like, absolutely. You know, and he said it, and it still didn't hit home. I mean, it still didn't take that insecurity away. We're right here. It's just at this moment, and I know that – maybe some people look to others and say, well, you hear from the Lord all the time. You're probably confident as can be. Guys, I have to get reassured all the time on stuff. I have to get words confirmed. I've had to go to John a few times on stuff because it's so over the top. And, you know, I'm going to keep real. Like I said in the beginning, the other night the Lord told me that I would be standing at his right hand side. And I was like, nope.
Yes.
You know, and I'm like, not let's do it. And he's like, whether you want to believe it or not, it's true. You know, I'm like, nope.
Right.
You know, and I was arguing with him, and it messed me up.
Beautiful.
I had to, you know, when I talked to Judy and John and stuff, and he had to ask him, yep. And it's just like with Christine sharing, you know, you're favored in his love. And, you know, she's like, no, Lord, you know, no. And yes, you are.
Yes.
You know. It's just, it's amazing. And so as far as we've come, the Lord said not to look back, but it's awfully hard sometimes to not to get worried. But if you're here and you're listening and you never walked away from any of this stuff, you're going home.
Yeah. And you know what? We're being serious about this. When you get this close to God, a lot of times you have to have a word of assurance. God, am I really going? And I'll tell you like that. I was like that 6 months ago, way before the Spirit fell on my son. You know, I was like that. I was actually scared a few times. Am I really going? And God reassured me through another person who was really nice and said, yes, I can't believe you of all people would think you weren't going. And I'm like, I know, I just can't believe it. I get to go. I'm so excited. So don't feel bad if every now and then you freak out and you're like, is this really true? Because this grace is so huge. Now, I'd be honest with you, I don't feel like that at all anymore. Like, I haven't had that come up, and that's over with. But I'm just saying, like, it is when something is too good to be true, it is true with God. But the world says if it's too good to be true, you know, it's not true. But God told me last night, I had to tell Luco because Luco was really kind of freaking out too. He's like, what did I do to deserve this? Can you ask John if I'm going in the translation? Because I just don't feel like I just, you know, like, what did I do? And I said, well, so God, John went ahead and reassured Luco because God told him straight up, yes, you're going. But the thing is, it's like, it really is too good to be true, you guys. But guess what God told me as an explanation for all of this? He told me, and this is why I was undone last night. I mean, I really couldn't talk. I was speechless. And I just, I've been like in a comatose, like, state, like, all day today. And, but basically, here's what he flat out told me in the kitchen. He said, the reason that you're worthy to be translated and you're a cut above the rest, there's a reason. And he said, my rapture-centric bride has allowed me to love her with no strings attached. All I am looking for is people who will believe I love them and receive my love with no strings attached. They don't have to earn it, nothing. They just receive all that I want to give them, and that's what makes me happy. That's why I have to elope with her, because God's just looking for people who won't work for him, that won't do anything for him, that just will receive his love with no strings attached, because God is love. And, you know, as people, because life screws with us, and we're conditioned because of this world to perform, perform, perform. Even for a spouse that loves you, you have to perform for them. That's just the way this world system works. But God told me it took great faith. He told me it took great faith for all these people to believe that I love them this much. You guys, people think it takes great faith for this and for that. You know what it takes? The greatest faith it's taken for every single one of us to believe that God loves us so much. Yes. That takes a lot of faith. He told me most people don't believe it. They just don't flat out believe it, and then they don't get to live their life in the fullness of the joy that he wants to give them. But see, he messed with me 5 years ago and took me out of church and made me believe how much he loved me. Like, you guys, I didn't have a choice. He literally gave me assignments. He made me write down, I am awesome, I am wonderful, and place it all over my house. I felt like a fool doing it, and he said, you still don't believe me. He needed to take me out of church. He needed to have me working for him. He's all, stop working for me and receive my love. You don't. And I thought I knew what his love was, but he was like, stop. You still don't believe me. And I'm like, okay. He goes, you could do nothing for me, and I would love you, but you don't believe me. And I said, okay, I'll do it. So I started saying, I'm awesome, I'm wonderful, I'm great. And then because I'm a teacher, I thought I would help myself if I made my students do it. So, you know, am I talking too much?
No.
Not at all. Keep going. Preach it.
Basically, I just told my students in class every day, everyone, that's why it kind of got popular around campus. Everyone had to say, I started teaching, everyone had to say it. And some kids hated it. They'd be like, can I not say that? Or they'd put their head down. I didn't force anyone to say it, but most kids agreed because I gave them gummy worms. I used to always give candy out in my class. I'm not kidding. I bribed my kids all the time. They knew, so I was like, okay, if you say it. So that's why everyone would say it after a while. But everyone had to say one of these three things. I am awesome. I am wonderful. I am cool. Or they could say all three things for two gummy worms. Okay? And so, but then I would have to do it too. But see, what my students didn't know is I was really doing this for myself because I didn't want to be alone in this. God was making me do it all day long and at home. In our house, my son was always like, you're awesome, Mom. And I'm like, you're awesome. And we always say, you're awesome at our house. Everyone does that. Aww. And all his friends. But the thing is, I finally believed it once I left the established church 5 years ago. And God, that was all God ever wanted for me to begin with all these 27 years. That's all he wanted was for to find a person that he could pour his love into and that would believe it. And you guys, it changed me. And it actually changed our entire school. I mean, believe me not being there, I've been asked back so many times. Like, the kids are like, we need her. You know, she loves us. She really loved us. You know, and the kids all say, I'm awesome. You're awesome. I mean, it really changed. That love really changed all of us. And,
of course.
You know, it wasn't easy for me to leave my job. Like, I love my job because I get to love on everybody. But the thing is I love what I'm doing now, but I'm just saying, you guys, God is so pleased with you right now. If you're listening to this broadcast and you are receiving his love with no strings attached, okay, you haven't done anything to earn it. In fact, sin today. Would you do me a favor and sin? Because it's like, you can't be good enough. You just have to receive. You have to receive his love by faith, okay? And that's what gives you his favor. That's why he's going to elope with you, because you were actually stupid enough, you were jackass enough to actually believe that he loves you for nothing. See, the world is the opposite of the world. And if you actually believe that, that's what God told me in the kitchen last night. He said, that's why I'm favoring you and this church, because they actually believe with all their heart that I actually really love them for nothing, for free, and they receive it. He said they don't just believe it, but they receive it. And he told me that many of us are on different levels of receiving it, but it doesn't matter because he sees our hearts. Because you know what he told me about myself? I'll just tell you what he told me personally. He said, but you. He told me this about me. He goes, but you, Judy, you are the one. It was the hardest for you. And that's why he was telling me he was proud. He goes, because of your background and because of your abuse and because of how I created your personality and your mind, it was the hard. You were one of the hardest people I had to convince that I loved you, but you finally believed it. Like he said, he's been doing it for 27 years, you guys. This God stuff for a long time, but he said I was actually one of the hardest people. It was just hard work because.
We lost you, Judy. We can't hear you right now. Oh, Judy. I think we have her back. Oh, there she goes. That's okay. I wouldn't listen to what she said anyways. I was going to wait till she was done and say, hey, I wasn't listening. Could you repeat all that? I'm in a really good mood today. I have no pressure, no stress, and no feeling obligated to do anything, and I know it's the Lord's peace.
Yeah. I had a message this morning. It's for all of us. I just didn't read it in the morning because we were just talking, and it was so incredible, you know, just talking. But it's for everybody. If you want me to read this to you, this is just...
Of course,
Beth. It's not too long. Yeah, no. He says, he always says, some people call me Patricia. Jesus always calls me Pat. Don't ask me why, but he does. Pat. Here we go. When I am with a soul and that one is in my arms, it is as though that one is the only one for that moment I see with me. My love is so individualized. Don't even try to understand. Just love me. Hold me. When you are with me, I look into your eyes. I receive your I love yous. Even if we just look at each other without words, that silence is filled with love, our love. This one I am with, it is our time. And I know if I had to die again for you alone, I would. You cannot imagine how much I love you all and want you all with me. There are no measures in my love, your Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's wonderful, Beth.
He's the lover. Yeah. I have letters from him, from the 70s, and they're love letters. But again, I wanted to share the bride stuff with everybody that he gave to me, and I want to read if that's okay, because
of course
everyone can glean. They're not too long, but this is just put yourself in my place, okay? He says, my beloved, be of good heart. This is 1974. Listen to my words, for I will rest in you. So few I have found who I can love that are so little, and I love you because you are little, not because you are so good. Beloved, learn of me, for I am meek and humble of heart. As it has been given unto you, so also it can be taken away. Come into perfect oneness of me. Beloved, do you love me? Take all I send you with love, thanksgiving, and patiently resigning your own will to my will. Come be one in the perfection of your God. bend your will to mine in all things. Send me an act of free will filled with love for me. Go weed the garden of your soul. Come to me pure as the brightest star, and I will take you to the Father. Go water the garden of your soul by prayer, penance, and sacrifices, and good works, and by especially self-denial. Come unto me, you my beloved. Come rest in the wound of my sacred heart. And just one more I'll read. Beloved, and this is for everybody, stay close to me and solace me and give me to comfort. Come walk with me and look into my face, and there you will find your rest and strength for whatever the crosses that come your way. Go in my peace and love. Oh, you, so rare is our oneness. You know. So this is to everybody. This is
Hey, man. No, it was awesome.
Yeah, I have more.
You're
but
the most
I'll,
beautiful
I'll,
things that you find. You find the most beautiful things to read, Pat.
I share with everybody because I don't want anybody to ever miss out for over 50 years what I have with him. You know, as beloved as spouses, I don't want anybody to ever miss out on that. You know, this one here too. He says, "Come to me, rest in the wound of my sacred heart." Now this is good because I always suffered from loneliness. He says, "Place all your loneliness in me. Be one in me. Come into perfect oneness with me. Surrender all to me if you truly love me. Do you love Patricia? Come unto me, for all things can wait. Come to me now. I await your response. I await your inner love and littleness. Come to me now, this very hour. Leave everything and come. I await your love. Surrender all. I have need of you. You are doing what pleases me most in many, many ways, and this is for everybody. Will grace to come upon you much more than you will be able to understand, but trust in me, hope in me, but most of all, love me." So there you go. Okay? That's for everybody.
That was awesome. Amen. Sorry, I had my mic muted there.
Oh, no, that's for everybody. I share with everybody.
Judy, are you back with us? Because we've missed you. We thought you'd been talking for about 20 minutes. Could you just repeat everything you were saying?
He's teasing, honey. He's teasing. He's fussing on you.
Judy's walking around going, "They're really digging my conversation here because nobody's saying nothing."
I don't even know where I left off. It was so awesome.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Judy.
And then I read all the cold-hearted comments in the chat room. Like, they didn't even care.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's my fault. I started all that.
He's teasing you, love. He's teasing you big time.
Okay.
No, she knows it, Pat. We joke a lot.
I know.
Pat, I am a jackass, and I have no emotions, apparently, okay?
Right.
I am incapable of feeling.
Oh,
no, I'm
right.
Kidding. Okay, well, this just brings me up to my last point, okay? So I'm done here. I'm going to be gone. You know, I don't need you. I don't need Jason. I don't need Chris. I don't need any of these fools in the chat room. I don't even need this radio show number. You know, you guys are retards. You think the rush is today, and you say it every day.
Oh,
we should have known it was going to get nasty when Donna came out.
Oh, my God. Okay, Chris is like, just mute her and let her think we're listening. That's horrible, Chris. Okay, so I just want to say, Jason, I don't even need to finish my story, really. Does anyone want to hear it? Because if they don't, I'm good.
I am at such peace. I am just having a good time, and you're preaching, and so it's just going over my head.
Okay. So this brings me to my finest and most favorite point, okay? All I was saying was in the kitchen, all God told me bottom line is this. He's just looking for someone he can pour his love into and who will receive it with no strings attached, okay? Period. And that's why you're getting eloped with. That's why he loves you the most. That's why he favors you the most, because you receive his love. Easy. I told you it's kindergarten. All you got to do is receive it. My son is 10. He has no problem believing that he's like the best thing since sliced bread. He has no problem believing it because he hasn't been conditioned yet by this world because he's only 10. He hasn't been conditioned to hate himself yet. But all of us have been conditioned to hate ourselves and hate our life and whatever. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Anyway, but since I got hung up on or my phone died, my whole point, remember, Jason, what we were talking about earlier about people that take themselves too seriously?
Yes, that's a wonderful word, actually.
Okay, so now, people send me inboxes all the time saying, "Judy, what do you think of so-and-so? Can you listen to this watcher? What do you think about this watcher?" I said, "Let me tell you what I think about watchers, because I'll tell you what God told me." He said, anyone that's taking themselves too seriously, don't watch their videos. So I don't, because he told me that people that are so serious, it's pride. Okay, so I'm a big, huge jackass, because I don't want to be found with pride in me, and I don't take myself seriously. And you know what? Everyone that's tried to be in awe of my faith, you know, because I must be special because God chose my son to announce to the world. And you know what? It makes me want to vomit in their face because you've missed the whole point of what God did with this family if you think you're supposed to in any way be in awe of me. And, you know, Jason, like, calls me his angel, and I'm good with that because God did that, because I told Jason.
Oh,
but I knew that
she didn't want to. She didn't want to compliment herself. God showed me that Judy was my angel through Pat's deal of the butterfly. And yes, you are my angels.
And I'm
no,
good with
no
it
creepy,
because I
don't. No creepy vibe. No creepy vibe.
No, though. I knew what he meant. I knew what he meant because I said, "Don't worry, Jason. I call my son my angel too because of what God did with him." But the reason why I didn't get sick when Jason said it was because he wasn't pulling from me. He was pulling from God. But see, when people pull from me, I have to shut them out. I'm like, you're missing the point. I'm trying to lead you to God. Instead, you want to be impressed with my son's next vision or our family life, and you want to know details.
Yeah.
And people want all about our family and what's going on and where's my husband and different things. And I'm like, listen, you're missing the point. God's speaking through a jackass, okay? And he made me a jackass so that you wouldn't look to me. And he made me my son's, you know, he had to pick a 10-year-old to announce the rapture timing. I don't know why. Ask God. Then he had to pick the son with the right kind of mom. He had to pick a mom that wouldn't want to try to, you know, really, he had to pick a mom that wouldn't try to draw people to herself. He had to pick a mom that had a bunch of shit happen in her life that broke her. Okay, I've been broken. I've been married twice. I've had been through drama. I've been through horrible things in my 27 years, and
amen.
I never backslid. Okay, I've never backslid.
Right.
I've been in rough spots where I thought God was pissed off at me, so I fell away. But I didn't do anything like stupid. I just thought he hated me, so I just figured I was going to be alone without God. You know, and I mean, I'm telling you, I've been through everything, and so God made sure he chose this kind of a mom to be the son that tells the world that he's coming in 2013, because, listen, if you take yourself so seriously and your ministry is so important and you have to make excuses why God didn't come on the day he told you, then I have to tell you, you have pride. I'm not going to listen to any of your messages because you're still thinking about yourself. And see, that is how I gauge who to listen to. All right? So people ask me, do you listen? No, I don't watch anybody. I really don't. I like Dabu 77, if you want to know who I recommend. I like Dabu 77 because he doesn't really talk about God, but God told my son Dabu 77 is getting raptured, and God told my son that guy gives really good news. So we watch him, and we love Paul Bagley, but we don't listen to his videos. We just read his headlines. So we just like his headlines because he's really good on giving the news out too. And who's the other one we watch? That's about it. I like, Dustin Wright. We like him. He doesn't take himself seriously, but see, what I'm saying, you guys, is we take God very seriously, okay? But we don't take ourselves seriously because we're not trying to get a following. We're not trying to, like, get you to not go to God yourself. We're just trying to tell you what God's saying and try to encourage you to follow him with your whole heart and go deeper. And now my son is my angel because he's caused me to go deeper into God. And see, I'm Jason's angel because our relationship has caused Jason to go deeper into God. Right, Jason?
Amen.
Because, see, Jason didn't want to go deeper into, like, John's visions or my life. He was just saying, Judy, I just feel drawn. What is happening with me? And I was able to explain it to him, and he just needed someone to talk to. But, you see, that's why it's a healthy friendship. See, and I've had to cut a few people off that are mad at me that were really close friends since this thing started because they tried to pull from me when I tried to get them to listen to God, and now they're all mad at me, and they don't talk to me, and they blocked me and all this other stuff. And I don't really care because, see, we're all going to stand naked before God and accountable. And I already know what he's going to say. Well done, good and faithful Judy. I love you. And he's not just going to be the lion of the tribe of Judah. He said he's going to be a lion with rabbit ears to make me laugh. He didn't. And you know what? He said, I go, can you be like one of those Starbucks bears? We have all those Starbucks bears. We love collecting the Starbucks bears. We have every one of them from like 10 years ago. We like collect them every year. Starbucks comes out with bears that are dressed like bunnies and bears that are dressed like other animals. But they have like rabbit ears and stuff. And I said, God, you're the lion of the tribe of Judah, but can you wear rabbit ears? And he's like, yeah. And you know what? You guys, he's intimate. And he loves us, and he's coming to get a bride that knows him and talks to him. And, you know, when he woke me up and said, who do you say that I am, in a really deep voice, and I was like, well, you know, if you saw my video, you'll know. And he said, I was going to answer like the Bible says, like what Peter says, you know. And he's like, who do you say that I am? And in my mind, I'm going, you're Christ the Lord, Jesus. And he's like, but who do you say that I am? And I'm like, but you're Christ the Lord, like, you know. And then he goes, I am Boo Boo. And I was like, God. I go, how can you blaspheme your own word like that? Like, I was offended. You guys, I was really offended at first. I was like, God, why would you, like, make fun of your own Bible, you know? And he's like, I am boo-boo. And I was like, wow. And he goes, I wish people would call me boo-boo. And I was like, and, you know, and then he helped me understand it. I am boo-boo because he's my boo. He's my friend. He's my lover, and he wants to be your boo-boo. He wants to be more than just a distant god high up in the sky. Get on your knees and pray three times a day. Don't eat. You know, he's not like that.
Judy,
so,
real quick.
Yeah.
We have a special unannounced guest that said they weren't going to be here, and then all of a sudden they popped in. Christine, is that you?
Hi, honey.
It is. Hey, I'm driving back from Atlanta. I just was like, I can't not be with my family and my other family.
Right.
Hi, sweetie. Welcome aboard.
What did you have for dinner?
Just too much good stuff. And actually, Jason, I sent you a picture of what I'm taking home for dessert. That's what's going to trip you out.
This should be good.
My last supper. I'm ready to go.
Amen.
So am I. I'm ready to go this morning. Have you had that peace on you all day, sister?
Let me tell you something. I don't know. I missed the first hour, obviously, but we walked around this park in Atlanta. It's the biggest park in Atlanta, like right in the middle of the city. And because we just started getting really, really beautiful weather, I guess, you know, a week or so ago, everybody was out. And in Atlanta, you will see so many different types of people, okay? I mean, I know that's in every city, but Atlanta, like, nothing will shock you. It's like New York, okay? And I got to tell you what was on me while we were walking was love like I've never known. And whenever I would walk by somebody, I would smile at them. We've seen homeless people. We've, you know, seen, you know, gay and lesbian couples. We've seen, I mean, and I could not even tell you the love that was on me from the Father today. And then I texted you, Jason, to tell you, like, there was a rainbow over Atlanta when we were leaving the park. It was miraculous. It really was. I've never felt that way. Every time we go into Atlanta, like especially into the city, sometimes I'll be like, I mean, I always be like myself, but you know, you're kind of like making sure they're close to you and all that stuff. No, not today. Today was totally different. I was just like, I just prayed for everybody when I would pass them and everything. I was just like, touch them, Lord, touch them.
Yes.
Amen.
So, yes, peace, but the love, like I've never known. It's growing, so it's surpassing anything I would have imagined I could, like, you know, withstand in this, like, in this earthly temple. And so that, yes, to answer your question, peace comes with that. And it was just amazing. And I was just like, that's why I was like, we're going home, like, right now, because I can't contain this anymore.
Yeah, right. You got it.
I think Judy got to that point last night, too, didn't you, Judy?
I sure did.
She had to actually ask for relief because it was too strong. And
okay. Should I tell them what I did, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay, you guys. Okay, I have to admit, as much as I tell everyone to not, you know, to keep eating and to get off your knees and get real with God, I actually got on my knees last night and I lifted my hands up into the air. And I don't get on my knees often because I used to do that all the time in my years, and God told me to stop all my religious habits. But I had to actually get on my knees and ask him to take this off of me because I said, my human body, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I think that's Christine.
You can mute me. Okay.
I can't mute Christine. Can't do it.
I'm doing it. Hold on. Okay. You know, Belle is in there just mocking every word I say, and I love it. Okay. So should I continue, Jason?
Yes, please.
Okay. I actually got on my knees, and I put on the Katy Perry song, and I lifted my hands to heaven, and I asked the Lord, if you're not going to take me like this minute,
I need you to either make my earthen body, this vessel, be able to contain what he's doing, or to take some of it away until he gets here. Because I really couldn't handle it. I couldn't contain it. I was, like, speechless. And it's not even that. I don't mind being speechless, but I really couldn't. I can't explain it. It's like having a heart attack, but your heart's still beating. And I couldn't take it. So I got on my knees, and I put my hands up to heaven, and I sang the Katy Perry song to him unconditionally, and I sang that. And then either I'm partly glorified right now, or he took some of it away. But I couldn't function if he didn't do it. Like, it was really bad. Because that's how much glory was on me from after that show. I mean, I listened to the show twice. I just couldn't believe what God did, like, with all of us. It was too great. I just couldn't take it. So he either removed, I said, make my body able to handle this glory and this relationship and this love while I'm still on earth, or, you know, take me now or glorify my body so I can handle it. So he must have done something, because I'm fine. I have a ton of peace. Like I told Jason today, we usually talk before the show, and I'm just like, have you ever heard me talk like I was today on the phone, Jason?
No, guys. It's and it was funny because every time we talk, it's like a yelling match. Whoever's talking is yelling because we're so excited. We got words and this and that. And today was like, hey, how you doing? Oh, I don't know. I'm all right. Just hanging out. It was totally chill. It was totally chill. And both, I mean, her, and to see it from her, because I mean, even John was saying, you know, she's not even on her computer. She's not doing nothing. It's an awesome piece. It really is.
Whoa. Guess what, Jason? Okay, little John just searched up Jason Chambers on GIF. You know what that is, on the iPad?
Yeah.
He just put your name in, Jason Chambers, on GIF, and guess what came up? You're going to freak out right now.
What?
A bunch of pictures of people with wedding dresses on. A bunch of people getting married. That's what came up, Jason.
My
son
my
came
goodness.
Up in the kitchen to tell me. He's, like, freaking out.
Wow.
I do look good in my whites, you know.
All right. But, see, Jason and I were so chill today. Like, usually before a show, Jason and I were, like, talk 100 miles a minute about what God's doing and everything, and then I couldn't do anything, and guess what God told me to do? He said, he never has told us this in 100 days. He said, why don't you go to the movie theater and just go watch a movie? Like, he said, your job's done, you know? I was just like, Jason, I think I'm just going to go to the movie. Because God gave me permission, and my son was like, yeah, Mom, we haven't been to a movie, and there's lots of good movies out, so we're going to go to
a movie.
There
are good movies. Yeah, there's a lot of religious ones.
Hi, guys.
Oh my God, Jason!
It's Stacey.
God, oh my God, my son just showed me on the iPad all the Jason Chamber GIFs. It's like, you don't even understand. If you guys want to look it up, the guy looks just like Jason, doesn't he? Yeah, and he's getting married. And you're getting married, and there's like a bunch of people standing around you clapping. And then it really looks like you,
oh
too.
Oh my goodness.
That's so cute.
I'm going to have to look this up on my iPad.
Yeah.
Jason,
I'm going to have to.
Jason. You, Nate, send that to him. Send that to him, okay, on the GIF. Hey, Jason, you symbolized as the radio, like, person, the groom, and then there was a bride, and then all of us, the family, were standing around. I bet you that's how we're going to get translated together. I bet you anything.
I think we are.
Mm-mm.
Hey, Matt, Stacey, I'm going to go grab my iPad. I'll be right back.
Yeah, but you know, I was talking to God today. I love you all. I love my parents.
Hi,
so
sweetie.
Much.
Love you.
I was listening to the computer on my phone, and I got cut out, so I had to call in. But I'm driving. But the Lord was saying that, I don't know if Judy heard this morning. She probably was sleeping anyway.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard it. Say it again.
Yeah, he said that it's done. That's why it was for the standing ovation. It said for the end of our performance. And it's done. And our family is going to get chance. I was concerned about my family. And he said we all, the family, after me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If your family's in your house and you're saved, they're going to go. They're going.
Amen.
And he really, really impressed that on me. He really impressed that on me this morning, and he said, they're going to go. I'm not going to let, for instance, if a mother that has a baby in the house, God is not going to take that mom and leave that baby alone in the house. We don't serve a God like that. And he said, as for me and my house, we will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's the scripture he gave me. And he says, don't worry about it. I am a God of wisdom. I have everything in my hand.
Amen.
He will take care of everything. I couldn't see that right.
Jason, have you seen the GIF yet? If you just look, if you just Google Jason Chambers GIF, G-I-F, have you seen the picture of all of us running like a family? Have you seen that one yet?
No, I got my iPad. He hasn't sent it to me yet, or I haven't received it yet, but I'll just Google it right here.
I think he said he had a hard time sending it to you, but if you guys look up Jason Chambers and put in G-I-F, you'll see all of us in the bridal party. You guys are going to see a picture. It looks like this whole family. It's like we're all running on green grass. And there's a blue sky with a few kids trail. But
I'm not finding it in Google.
Wow. I think it's tonight.
I'm getting, like, really freaked out. This is so cool.
Whatchamacallit?
And Belle found a scripture about the early rapture. In Numbers 13, it says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, send men to spy out the land of Canaan. And he said it came to him in a dream. Are you joking,
Belle?
Wow. Oh, I guess it was. See, I found it.
Yeah, I'm not seeing the picture. That link wasn't the one that you were describing, because that's not a GIF. That's a website for somebody that does photography that is claiming to have my name, which is only one of us.
Yeah. Did you put in Jason Chambers G-I-F, GIF?
Yeah.
Are you seeing all the wedding pictures?
No, I'm not seeing a single wedding picture.
Can you send it to more than
It's easy. He sends me 30 pictures a day. I'm pretty sure he could send that one.
Can he screenshot it and send it to you?
I would think so. No. Well, he's on an iPad, so all you can do is...
You can screenshot on an iPad, can't you?
I have no idea. I hate Apple. I only got this thing to talk to Judy and John.
John's going crazy. He wants to tell you something. Here, say it. You're going to say it? Oh. He's all mad because you can't find it, because he's freaking out. Because he says, tell Jason it's easy to find. Just
put in Jason Chambers GIF, and there's images, and it should pop up right there.
He said if you put in Jason...
Go in a little bit, then it'll show you.
You have to look at a few of the images, and then all the wedding pictures will pop up.
Okay, well, I'm using Google. I'm using Google, and I got Google Images for Jason Chambers GIF, and I'm scrolling and looking.
Yeah, you'll find it. He said you have to scroll through a couple pictures, but then they come up. But anyway, go ahead and share. Anyone that's on the line, go ahead and share. It's just an exciting day to be alive because we're getting raptured today, and I'm so excited.
What I wanted to share is that last week I had a dream that I was in a store with my sister, and I was shopping. And when I came out of the store, the train had passed, and I missed the train. I haven't seen my sister for, like, a couple months, and my sister just called me tonight, and she's, like, in my area. We live, like, 45 minutes away from each other. She's like, Stacy, can you come to the store? And I'm, like, struggling with going to the store, and I remember the dream. And I'm like, no, I called her, and I said, you know what, I'm tired, I need to go home, which I am, and I'm not coming to the store. I believe it's tonight, and God wants us all together.
Amen.
I don't want to miss the train.
Jason. Oh. Am I on the phone?
Somebody is.
Hey,
guys,
Jason,
we got to start.
Never mind, I won't talk anymore.
No, go ahead. It's just everybody, there's a delay.
Now that it's telling Jason that, I have the same feeling that he has. Like, the closer I get to his coming, I start questioning myself and start sometimes panicking. Lord, am I going to make it in? Lord, I want to make it in. I want to make it in. So I believe it's a natural. It's just, I've been just like texting Leah. I said, can you ask him?
Amen.
So, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. It's Christine. That's a lot of the reason why I wanted to call in, too, even though, like, sorry, I can mute myself. We're still in the car, but we're almost home, because I was like, I want to go out with my double family. Like, I want to be on the line with y'all.
That's so cool.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Yep. I'm home. I'm like, I told my sister, no, I'm not coming to the store. I'm going home, and I'm on the phone, and I want to go out with them, because the Lord brought that dream back to me. That when I came out of the store, the train had left, and I was with her, my sister. And I was like, now I want to be with my, the stars, there's so many stars out tonight, and they're so bright.
Wow.
You know, I just asked the Lord if we were going home tonight, and he's casually, just in a funny way, says, what do you think?
Yes!
Oh.
Well, Jason, I told you that where we were today, is it too loud in the back when I'm talking right now? We're off the highway.
No, you're good.
Oh, no,
you're
honey,
good.
You're okay.
And I literally, I felt like it was like, well, you know, what do you want to do for your last day? And I was like, well, I love to go to Piedmont Park and eat at the diner, and that's usually like a treat for us because, you know, I mean, we don't like roll like that, you know, to be spending that money and everything. And he was just like, go ahead. And I was like, okay, but the tricky thing's going to be for my husband to stay okay because, you know, he's the budget guy and everything. And I'm like, hey, babe, I'm like, what do you want to do today? And he's like, oh, you always ask me that because you have a plan already. And so I was like, this is what I was thinking. And then he said yes, and then I was just like, that's it, we're out of here. My husband said yes. He never says yes. We're going out. So I spent my last day, so I believe, doing what I like to do with my family, and just walk around the park and be outside and have a meal together. So
right. You got it.
Amen.
I'm excited. I couldn't wait to get to you guys. Seriously. I couldn't wait to just, like, get hooked up and just get on with my Rapture family, because I believe that we're all going to be translated together.
Oh, I believe that too. With all my heart. Can't wait to see you guys. Give you all a big hug. Really.
You and me both, Pat.
Oh, I'm telling you. I love you guys so much. You're just such a happy bunch of people, and you're just good for the soul, because God's in your soul, and, you know, we're happy together. And then it's so beautiful, you know, to just be so happy. And so, you know, down to earth, it's just free with each other, you know. That's just rare, very rare. You don't find this, you know. It's very rare. It's very beautiful.
Oh, no, it just doesn't exist. It's really it's the way
oh,
I
it
see it.
Oh, it doesn't exist.
Just...
Not like here. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
This is very rare.
I'm not knocking any other group that's out there doing the same thing now, but I've never seen it.
No, I don't think there's anything like what we have out there, you know. We can talk like this and just be family. Yeah, just we're just like all families. If we like all lived together, knew each other for a gazillion years, you know, and we're that comfortable and that loving, you know. So this is really a treat. Yeah. Very
you know,
fun.
I can usually say that, you know, it's like usually we get these dates like we have before. Not so much dates, but we really get the feeling. I think we had a show like a week ago that really felt like this was it.
Yeah.
I think it was last Saturday. I mean, I really, really thought it was. And you know, to wake up the next day. So I have always think about the next day. And today I haven't, there is no tomorrow. I don't think like, what if it doesn't happen? And it's not like I'm being like a blind moron about it. It's just to go through all of them like this and have the feeling that I have now of the peace and
the peace,
everything.
Right.
Did you guys just hear that?
What?
Okay, I think that was somebody's microphone. Okay, I thought we were getting
I'm
more parts.
Yeah. But, you know, every day that we have, it's like, you know, I want to go as much as anybody, but it's like another day to witness, it's another day to reach somebody out there. And so, you know, I look at it that way, too, like you know, what's going to happen is going to happen. He's going to take us when he can take us. And we all, and so many people are getting like today, now. I mean, like, the warning's over, I'm finished, I'm done, this is it. And, you know, there's so many people getting this. And these are people who really love God. So how would it be that they're not hearing from God in their heart? Well, of course they are. And he's telling us all the same thing, you know. So, wow, it's just so exciting, you know. And I just want to see all you guys, you know. Oh, wow.
Amen.
You know, I want to see all you guys, really? Too. And, like, I really wanted to go up and, like, kiss every stranger. Like, my husband was giving water bottles. Oh. Like, if we saw, you know, someone, like, we just knew they were probably, you know, going to sleep at the park and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And everything. And I literally just was, like, giving everybody, like, air hugs because I was just like, I love everybody.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, you love everybody.
So
yes, absolutely.
Fine, yeah.
No, really. It's just, it's beautiful. We're all so changed. We, you know, months ago we were not like this, but look at us today. I mean, we're crazy in love, and we want to go, and we want to be with, you know, our bridegroom king, our father, you know, and it's just, that's all we're living for right now. I mean, you look at the news and stuff, it's just, we're getting surrounded, more and more we're being hedged in by evil and craziness and madness and stupidity and just, you know, worldliness, and it's like, oh, dear God, you know. And all these threats, and now the thing on Yellowstone and Madrid, I mean, really serious stuff. And I'm not freaking out or worried, but it's coming all around us. It's just, we're being surrounded. We're just, with everything that we've been told is going to be, you know, it's happening every day. It's like you wake up, it's like an adventure, like, what now, you know? Not that I get crazy with it, but it's like, yeah, I can see why we got to get out of here.
Wow,
I can really soon.
Jason, do you know something?
Yes, Jason.
I haven't even watched the news for like the last couple of weeks. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a news website looks like anymore. I mean, I literally would follow like 40 websites a day of news from Russian news websites to Israeli.
Oh,
I mean,
my.
To all. Yeah, I was a news junkie.
Me too.
So it's all gone.
No,
it's all gone.
I put in 2 minutes, and if the world hasn't been blown up, I turn it off because it's just a bunch of garbage about politics and nonsense, and they don't even tell you there's an earthquake in North Carolina or something. They don't even report what's going on overseas or nothing. But I find that if there is a tragedy, I pray for those people and the people who are involved, like a plane crash or something. So I'm grateful for that, you know. And then off it goes if there's nothing else, because it's just garbage. It really is, most of it, you know. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
It's garbage. I'm sorry, it's garbage, most of it. They talk about nonsense and nothing that you have no reason to have in your life at all. Nothing. It's just waste.
I just
totally
keep picturing
waste.
All of us sitting under a tree hanging out and laughing. That's what I keep picturing.
I could tell you something so funny. It would take me courage to say it. A vision I had of all you guys sitting under a tree, and Jesus knows I want to be like the mommy, you know, and even look like the mommy. And he says, I'm going to share this for what it's worth, because it's kind of funny, too. And he knows I got this mommy syndrome with me, and you're all like my babies, and I just want to be a mommy to everybody. And I look at him, and he says, when I was on Earth, he said, who did I say I was one with? I said, the Father. And he and I had this vision of, we're walking, we're bringing peace to you guys, are all sitting under this gorgeous tree, and you look at both of us and say, well, here come Mommy and Daddy. Just like that. It was so funny. Like, he knows how I am, how I feel, you know, I just want to mother everybody. So... It was so cute, and the grass was so the most unusual green, and there must have been like 30 of you, and you're all just sitting, and you all look up at once, say, "Oh, here comes Mommy and Daddy!" You know, they're coming with the pizza, you know, and we're all going to sit down on the grass and have pizza. I'm carrying plates and the pizza cutter and the napkins, and he's carrying boxes of pizza, and we're all going to sit down with it, and the tree, and you know, I know it was heaven because this tree was probably a real big thick. Trunk, and it was only like 5 feet high, and then the rest was all this beautiful bright green foliage, and everyone was sitting on the ground talking and laughing, and here we come with the stuff. It was hysterical. Here comes, and you always, oh, here comes Mommy and Daddy, you know. It was so funny. It was so funny,
that's
but I just had to tell you that. Yeah, now it's so funny. And I was slightly plump, and I had my hair a little bit gray, so I still look like a mommy, because I said, yeah, I want to look like a mommy up there, you know. I mean, I want to look like everybody's mom, because I'm the oldest in the bunch, and it's like you're all my youngins, you know, and I got this thing in me to just care for you, you know, like the mommy in me. It's never going to go away.
Oh, Lord made you that way.
Oh, yeah, I'm very, very mother plump, you know, and mother frump, and just take care of my babies, you know, that's the way I feel. I know, you know. I'll be 71 this year, and it's like...
I thought about that at the park today. heart is so big, honestly. I was looking and I was like, I think this is a glimpse. Because, again, you see every type of person there and who was throwing Frisbees, who was walking their dog, what dads were, like, pushing their kids in the strollers and, you know, who's jogging. I mean, everything you can imagine. Like, it was like the whole city out today. And everybody was like, harmony. I can't explain it. Like, you just
glad to be out.
And I, what?
I wish we had that here. It's cold. There's snow.
No, I mean, I know everybody was enjoying the weather, and so that got everybody, you know. I literally, like, looked across the park, and I was like, this is a glimpse of heaven, because just, like, everyone's together, and everyone, like, it was just, like, amazing, you know. Like, the Lord was like, yes, it is. So I really felt like heaven touched earth today. I really did, and I was like, I had a thought
that the two
are coming so close together for those of us who have eyes to see, that, like, I almost, maybe one moment, we're not even, so, like, we're really even, we're already, like, we're in our spirit care. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Obviously, we're going to know we're there, but I'm just saying, like, with that piece and everything that, like, I was like, you know, the two are coming so close together, where I literally feel like heaven on earth, you know, these few days, and I don't know. I hope that.
Oh no, we got. Understood. Understood. I just we
You're
had
breaking up
we
a little bit there, Christine. You're breaking up just a little bit there.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Starting to. It kind of just fades in and out. It's not horrible. It just we get your electronic voice. Raina brought it up that we haven't done communion yet, and I'm glad she brought it up because I totally forgot. And we got 33 minutes left in the air before we go to podcast. So I hope that Miss Christine will be able to grab something out of her little roadie box there to do some union with, and hopefully she has her Diet Pepsi with her. All right, so here we go. 1 Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us eat together. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me." Let us drink together. Pat, you want to take us in prayer?
Okay, yeah. Soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, heal me. Blood of Christ, drench me. Water from the side of Christ, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. Good Jesus, hear me. In your wounds, shelter me. From turning away, keep me. From the evil one, protect me. And we adore you, O Christ, and praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Amen.
Amen. Now we can be all goofy and stuff again.
Oh, boy.
You know, it's funny to me because every time when we're doing prayer and someone's reading prayer, you know, doing a prayer or reading one, the Lord speaks to me.
Really?
And I think it's funny because I'm like, Lord, I'm trying to pray to you. I'm trying to praise you.
I'm trying to listen.
Yeah, I'm trying to. Oh.
She's reading a prayer, Jesus. I'm trying to listen.
kind of seems rude to praise you and listen to you at the same time.
That's okay. But I just pray everybody just let God love them, you know. That's what he wants. Like Judy said, he just wants to love them. He wants you to accept his love, you know, with unconditional love. Just love him. Be sincere. Just love him. Can't stress that enough. Just love him. You know, everything you think, say, and do, let it glorify and praise him and love him, you know. I said this, Jesus, because I love you. I did this because I love you. You know, I'm thinking my thoughts this way because I love you. You know, as I say, sometimes the Lord and I just kind of look at each other for a long time. We don't say a word, but it's just that all this weight of love is just right there. And you don't always need words, guys. You don't always need words. You just got to look at him, and he knows you love him, and it's in your glance, you know.
Hey, Pat.
Just love him. Yeah.
There's a Tressy from the chat room said he had a vision about you. He said, Pat, I kind of saw a funny vision about you in a kitchen making some food in a big boiler. And the father said, something smells good. Then he lifted up the roof and drank the whole thing. Hee, hee, hee.
I guess I was making soup.
Must have been something good. Could have been coffee. You know, you never know.
You guys are going to eat. And I make coffee to put hair on your chest. I don't care if you have spiritual bodies. You're going to have hair on your chest when you eat the food and drink the coffee. Because I don't play.
Amen.
And you won't have to worry about it up there. You don't have to worry about being fat or nothing. You know, I won't even have to worry about it. That's going to feel strange.
That's
oh,
awesome.
Mama Crump. Oh, he knows I love to cook and just feed everybody, you know. Big bed and breakfast on the ocean, yeah, and just have everybody there with 500 rooms, you know, and everybody enjoying it, and I'll feed your face. He knows.
I'm ready to eat. I haven't even
oh,
7 o'clock
man.
Here. I haven't even had dinner yet. I don't know what it's going to be, but I've had so many of these last meals that, quite honestly.
She brought Twinkies home. I haven't seen Twinkies in eons. I forgot what they were, but they were good. I said, Twinkies? Oh, they're still around. I gave up on them. That was funny. Yeah, so I had a big box of Twinkies.
Oh, those things went super popular when they tried to cut those out.
Oh, I know. And now they're back. She had to buy a box. I thought that was funny. They were good.
I think the Lord's going to, I think I get up there, he's going to put me on a treadmill. You know, I think he's going to be like, look, man.
You won't be, no,
I can only
no,
do,
no.
I can only do so many miracles, son.
No, you'll be beautiful up there. Don't worry about it. You know. Oh, goodness. Oh,
I'm
dear.
So ready to go. All he does is, that's all he keeps telling me, is you're going home. You're going home tonight. You're going home tonight. There is no tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm ready. Oh, I knew what I wanted to tell you. I left a note on my bed explaining why I'm not there. So I'm leaving it on the bed so that if they don't see me. Because I felt like,
sweet.
He made me feel like I should leave a note. So I've got this lovely little note that's right on my bed now. So if I'm not there, they know to look on the bed. Bed's made, and there's my little note, where what happened, and, like, get ready and to tell God you're sorry, and we're up there trying to prepare for you guys to come up. I mean, it looks like a note that someone would put me in the loony bin, you know. It looks like a crazy lady note, you know. It's so insane. Like, get ready. We're preparing for you. I got taken up a little bit early, but you're going to join us in maybe a couple of hours. I mean,
I hope this in a
totally
insane.
Oh, just insane.
I hope this all
what's
in the same one. I say, I hope this is all in the same loony bin. Because I have one of my desk at work. He's at my desk at work. I'll be right in the team camp.
I'll have to create a special wing for us.
But it was on my heart, like, write this note and put it on your bed. Like, do it.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, and I said, I felt guilty if I didn't do it. That's how I felt. Like, write that note. Get that note done. Get it done. And I did. And it says, you know, we're up and we're preparing a place, and you can just ask God to forgive you and everything and come up and join us. I mean, it looks like a crazy, crazy lady note, you know, but but I can tell him. It does. It looks like an insane person wrote it, you know. We are insane.
Well, yeah,
crazy,
I think
insane in love.
I've had that misfeeling crazy feeling for quite some time, so.
Yeah. I laugh so hard, I cough.
Oh,
no, I've got the giggles.
When Judy and I were talking earlier, I thought I was going to get hurt because we were laughing so much I kept coughing and coughing and coughing.
I'm coughing. I laugh so much I'm coughing. You know, but yeah, I felt
okay
guilty
today.
I didn't write that note. Yeah. Weird.
Well, we've all had to do different things.
Yeah. But they know. I told them. I mean, they look at me like I have five heads, but I don't care, you know. Like when things happen, you're going to be glad you found a note.
You'll be smiling on them, so it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, right. Now they'll need to say, oh, she left a note on the bed. What, is she crazy? Where is she? she went up ahead of us? What? What's this going up ahead of us, you know? I can just see their faces. Oh, they came in the white coats and took her, and she just wrote a note with an excuse.
Gotta be what it is.
Oh, Lordy. Yeah, so we're ready. We're ready. It's time, Lord. Come on, beloved. Bridegroom, don't tarry. Take us up.
Oh.
I know
oh,
we
got
to work. Am I still talking electronica? Am I still talking like that?
No, you
oh, no,
you
honey, you're
okay.
Fine. You're fine.
Okay. I know that, like, I want to be in heaven so many reasons. Like, I want to be with Jesus, like, period, like, the end. And I want to be with everything, all the reasons. And then there's other reasons, like, I don't want to put makeup on anymore. I don't want to hide what I don't have and accentuate what I don't for women. They know what I mean. I don't want to, like, you know, do these meal tests more to get ready the more.
No, I don't wear makeup. No,
I just
really, want to
walk out with my gorgeous body and hair and all that and be like, hello, everyone.
Yeah. I just throw my hair up.
Like, are the women with me? Are the women with me? Cause, like,
yes. No more makeup. No more concealer. No more, you know, exercising. No more, you know, putting on the stuff to take the wrinkles away. You know, just forget all that. I'm sick of it. Seriously.
Yeah,
no,
that's just something funny that I think about. Like, when I'm doing those things, I'm like, oh, this is
know,
for man,
right?
You know?
Pain.
Like,
it's a pain.
Yeah.
No, you won't need, you will glow. You have an inner glow, and every part of you will just be beautiful, you know. You don't have to worry about hair curlers or anything. Oh, dear me.
Hey, guys,
Leah.
Leah, what's your area code? Do I have you on mute or something?
I don't know.
Nope, you're on.
You can hear me then. Okay.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. All right, so this is really a weird thing for me because I've never had this happen, and it's very, I don't know. It's kind of, like, it feels weird to even be able to tell you something like this that happened to me. So, but I know that I can because I told Stacey a little bit about, I told, like, little bits and pieces about my dream, and I was just like, okay. So last night after the show, which was totally awesome, and I was just, like, with everybody else, I was just, like, having a really good time. And I know everybody said the same thing, like, they all, like, questioned whether or not this was real, whether or not they would go. And me and Stacey had talked about this earlier in the week, and I said, yeah, I feel like that too. And, you know, I was talking to the Lord, and I told him, you know, I wasn't sure. And, you know, I needed to know, and I wasn't worried about it because it was a couple of days ago, and I just let it go. And so when I went to sleep last night, like, it felt like I woke up, but I was still sleeping. It's rare when we go to sleep and our bedroom with the lights off for some reason. Some reason they're always on. But anyway, last night... the lights were off, and so I went to bed, and my husband went to bed with me, and we're, like, sleeping, and then, so it feels like I'm awake, but I'm not, but it felt like somebody was just, like, pouring, like the spirit, like, in liquid form, like, over my head, and it was just being poured out on me, and, I mean, it was just getting into me, and I mean, I felt it because I was laying down at first, but I mean, I could feel it just being poured on my head, and then, like, I mean, it was totally just, like, hitting me, and I started crying and shaking, and, like, I woke up my husband in my dream. And he's like, you know, like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, I couldn't control myself. And then, like, this light started to glow from the inside of me coming out because the room was pitch black. And this, like, glowing light started to come out of me, and he was kind of, like, freaked out. And he's like, he was just like, you know, I think this is crazy. And then he went back to sleep, oddly enough, right? I don't know. And then so I, like, just kind of, like, sat up, and I just really, you know, started to feel it. And then it's like, you know, when you're sleeping and you kind of get, like, lifted up out of your body, like your spirit, like, leaves your body?
Yeah.
And so that's how I felt, like I could feel this while I was sleeping, and I've only had it happen, like, one other time when I was asking the Lord to show me what the rapture would feel like, and I felt my spirit just, like, lift up out of my body. So I felt that happen in my dream, and then all of a sudden, I'm in, like, another room. It's pitch black. It's, like, the same. It's, like, my room, but it's not, right? And, like, my husband's not next to me like he was, and then I just felt, like, somebody, like, behind me putting their arms around me and, like, holding me, like, next to me. And then I was just like, okay. And then, like, I turned and I looked, and it was the Lord. It was Jesus. And I was, like, freaked out, like, oh, my gosh, is Jesus really, like, sitting next to me? And he's, like, holding me.
Yes.
You know, and he was, and he just held me for, like, a really long time. And, it, like, for me, it felt so good, and it felt like forever, and I never, ever wanted it to stop. And I've never had an encounter with him. I've probably dreamed about him a few times, but not very much. And I could never really see him as, like, an actual person. Like, he would be, like, you know, like a form or something, like, glowing. But he was a person, and he was absolutely beautiful, and he, you know, he had his special glow, you know, in this pitch-black room, like my room, in the bed. And obviously it was not a moment like I would expect it to be, because he was, like, lovely and, and normal, I should say. Normal. Because I think in my you know, in my own mind, I would have imagined that he was going to be like, what was Judy saying, like, godlike? You know, like, yes, you know, like, oh, I'm God, you know?
Yeah.
And he was not like that at all. And and so I just kind of looked, and, you know, he's, like, laying down, and then, like, I kissed him on the cheek, and then I kissed him on the wrist, and then I just, like, looked at him. I just stared at him, and then, you know, he just, like, stared at me, and then he tickled me, like, literally tickled me, and then I laughed because it was just, like, an intense moment. And,
Ashley knows about that.
I know. I, like, had to write Esther to tell her that I was, like, super excited that he, like, physically tickled me, because I had asked about this before, and, like, I had, like, some dreams, but I never physically felt, like, tickled, and he started tickling me, and I started laughing, and then he told me how much he loved me, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, you know, like, I heard him speak, and, you know, it was his voice, and he was just like, I love you, and he said that he couldn't wait to come and get me. And he said that he couldn't contain himself any longer, and that he was coming for me, like, really soon. And I was just like, wow, like, yeah. And we're just, like, you know, playing on the bed, and we're just laughing and giggling and, you know, like, tickling. Like, I'm tickling him, and he's tickling me, and we're just having a good time. And then, like, I don't know, it seems like he, because there's, like, in my normal bed, there's, like, a gap. You know, like, on the sides of the bed, it, you know, it doesn't, like, touch the wall or anything, and it seemed like he fell off the bed, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, did he just fall off the bed? So I'm looking, and I'm like,
where'd you go?
Yes, exactly, right? And then I looked, and he's not on the floor, so I'm like, oh, my gosh, like, oh, my he's not on the floor, and then I turned around, and he's, like, on the other side of me, and he's laughing, you know, and I'm like, yeah, like, that's, like, not funny, you know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, so he, like, moves in the blink of an eye, like, all right, he was, like, off the bed, and then he wasn't, and he was on the side of me, and then he was back laying in the bed, and he's just giggling and laughing, thinking that's so funny. And yeah. I was just like, I mean, I was laughing, and I was just like, are you serious? Like, that's not even funny. and so he just laughed, and then I,
That's how we use it.
I looked
honey.
At him, and I asked him, I said, could I ask you a question? And then he was just like, he laughed, and then I said, and he said, yes, and I said, can I ask you two? Right? He just said, yeah, and then he started messing with me again. And then I forgot my question, and I told him, I said, I forgot my question. He said, yeah, I know, right?
Aww.
And then I started talking about
something
else. Oh, that's so
great, you're sharing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was just, no, I just said I started talking about something else, and then I was like, wait a minute, that's still not what I wanted to ask you. And then it was just a good time, and then he just started tickling me again, and then I literally woke up feeling like he it was when he left me, like he was tickling me, like, under my arm. You know when somebody tickles you under your arm?
Yeah.
How it feels, like that feel, that weird feeling? I woke up like that, and I was just like, absolutely just, I was super happy, and
yes.
I felt, like, so much peace and so much joy, and I was just like, I didn't want it to end, and it was absolutely just a lovely encounter, and I was just so happy.
No, you don't want it to end. You don't want it to end. Let's put it that way. You don't want it to end. No.
Are you telling me I'm cheating on my husband with Jesus? What?
Jesus is your bridegroom too, sweetie.
No, no. I'm looking at the chat room and they're like calling me a cheater.
No. No, he's got to be your first love no matter what.
I know, but that's
no
like
rivals,
so funny.
No rivals. You know? Yeah.
It's definitely awesome.
Oh,
so.
I could tell you lots of stuff. I won't. Yeah, he's the bridegroom, honey. Oh boy. He is. He is, yeah, beautiful, 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 absolutely gorgeous. Yes, so thank you for sharing. That was very good to hear. It answers questions for me a little bit. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Because I'm trying to find the pages in He and I where he talks about, you know, fall asleep in my arms and on my heart, you know, and just stay that way. Sleep in the Holy Spirit, wake up in the arms of the Father, give me the day, you know. So he's very, very tender, let's put it that way. So this is all very true. This is all very true that he's there. He's there. Oh, yeah, he's there. Amen, Elia. Yep. So just enjoy. He's very human. He's very real. He loves to be with us no matter what, no matter where. Amen. Yeah. Amen. I'm trying to find that part. You guys still there?
Yeah, I'm sure. It's just super quiet now.
It is. Love it, sweetie. Thank you for sharing. That just, wow, that makes me feel great. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Just trying to find that thing, the page where it was. Oh, the dog got into this book. Oh, dear. But, thanks for sharing. Thanks for sharing. It's beautiful. Who's there, guys?
I'm here.
Just you and me? Oh, my goodness.
It's only 8:18.
I'm here.
It's not over.
People are here, but they're just quiet.
Wow.
Well, I was just investigating the number 222 because today is 222.
Yes.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. I was asking God about why 222 was important, and he said, well, there are three twos. You know, and three is God's number.
Yes, and seven. You know, and seven, yeah.
Yeah, three and, you know, the Holy Trinity. And,
yeah.
And I was just investigating the number two, and, you know, one of the meanings of two is marriage.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That was, you know, pretty cool thing for the God marriage. So.
Yes, yes. Bridegroom's coming for us. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, boy.
And there's another interesting thing I was reading here is I was having a vision of people rising from the dead.
Mm.
There's a news article here about how some cemeteries, all of the graves are caving in. Like, you know, the sinkholes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
And they're like, they showed a cemetery with graves.
Oh.
You know, caved in an exact rectangle.
Oh,
shape.
I didn't know that. I didn't see that. Wow.
That was like, wow, that is.
Yeah. Well, some think the dead have already risen, you know, like it said in Thessalonians. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, because they saw beams of light shooting up into the air, you know.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So some people think that happened, you know, like weeks ago. Yeah. Trying to find that passage. It's very, very tender, this passage. To be in each other's hearts, that was the keynote for the year. You will keep yours in mine and I'll be in yours. Yeah. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, my. So thank you for sharing that. That's very sweet. You see, you just see how human and how loving he is and how sweet he is, you know. It's just so precious, you know. So precious. Oh, everybody went.
I'm Christine's still here. Sorry, I'm like
okay.
In and out. You know what is interesting? This is just a little side note. I told you guys I went away last weekend, and I went to this place in Georgia where it was like, you know, in the mountains and stuff, and they hadn't Christmas decorations down, and you know how a lot of people are having. Still, that we were like the Christmas was when we.
You're cutting up a little, but keep going.
Oh.
Are you still
can
there?
You now?
Okay, yeah. I can
I'm
hear
here.
You.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's three of
keep
us.
Going.
Three sisters.
Their Christmas decor last week. Was think about.
I'm here. I'm just doing my kids here.
Hi, sweetie.
Okay.
Oh. But you saw Christmas decorations up?
Yeah, last weekend.
You were out. Okay.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. It's kind of beautiful. You know, things slash season. And my husband just went to Santa Club and bought a box of tissues that they're still, that he just me tissues that have the decorations on the box, which are Christmas cookies. So I'm like, I guess we still are in Christmas season. To my head when I was listening to you guys, and I was like, it's Christmas cookies, and he just got it from Sam's Club today. So I was just kind of like, I don't know, that was just a little side note, but a lot of people did have dreams and visions that it was going to still be in that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have a vision of Jesus standing in the sky with a trumpet in his hand. And I've been having it probably for about a week now. And, you know, there's been various trumpet blasts where, like, the dead have been rising for, like, 3 days. And then there was 3 days of, like, silence. And, now I just feel like, you know, I've had a vision of Jesus in the sky with a trumpet, and he's descending. And, you know, he's descended almost to the point now where I feel like I could take, like, one half step, you know, and I would be right with him. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's pretty close.
Yeah, we're all feeling this today. Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, excuse me. I just get on and off sneezes and stuff.
No, he's confirming it in a lot of ways. And then when I went in the store today, you guys hear me again?
Yes, yep, we're good.
Okay. When I went in the store today, remember, like, the name of the angel I told you guys about last night? And I looked at the dictionary, was, like, that Greek god, and it was Eos. Well, I went in the store so quick because they're going to Atlanta, and Atlanta's little, like, 45 minutes from us. So I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. I'm not going to make it. So we stopped, and I went in the store, and I came right out, and I saw not chopsticks, but glosses that are like in the shape of an A. I don't know if you guys ever seen those, and they're called Eos. And I'm like, God, you are just reminding me all over the place. I literally didn't even look at anything. It's just I went to the bathroom, came right out, and saw, like, right on the rack in front of me were those lip glosses that say they're Eos lip glosses. And I was like, just laughing. So I was like, you are just confirming. So it's just these little things. Like the
little thing, like, he comes through, I'm telling you. Yeah.
Judy said, as a church, we can all ask him how he's going to elope with us. Everyone do it now and see what he tells you.
Okay, okay. Anybody want to pray for us on here or ask or what?
Let's do it. Let's everyone do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay, okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello.
What are we doing?
We're asking
the
how
Lord.
Jesus. Yeah, sorry, guys.
No, are we putting
your
phone
voice
again?
No, we're just asking the Lord, how is he going to elope with us?
Oh, okay. Let me know when you get the answer.
No, everyone asked
him.
Let me read this from the he and I. It's just a couple of sentences, but I just turned to it. Which of us is waiting the more impatiently for the moment of intimacy, you or I? Yes, I know that you are thinking about it and preparing for it, but you are coming out of a sense of duty. I'm coming out of pure love, asking for this love as though I were a merchant. And she says, what will I give you in payment? Your gratitude, which will burn like the flame of your joy. What I give surpasses your poor little means and awakens new feelings in you, feelings you thought to be beyond your power to experience. There you go, guys.
I got feeling that he wants. And some of the people in chat are getting, I will be whisked away.
Whisked
just
okay.
a call.
Away.
Whisked away? Okay.
Yep.
Come away, my love.
And now we're asking, will it be at night or in the day?
Night.
Ask God.
Mm-mm.
Tell me, when will you come? Mm-mm.
Everybody seems to get the same answer.
Night.
I just got now.
I got night.
That'll work for us. Love that word.
I got two verses today that said evening, and a lot of people on chat are saying night, and some people
night,
only on chat said midnight.
Yeah, night. I thought
that night. I
yeah.
thought, yeah.
Oh.
A starry night, a midnight hour, tonight.
Let me just read you another.
Said in her dream, she had pajamas on.
She had what?
Pajamas on.
Okay.
So,
that's night.
Hour, night.
Yeah.
Someone said it would be midnight, like, in everyone's time zone.
Marina said when she saw it, we had PJs on.
So people are saying it will be nighttime for everyone.
Wow. Well, he stopped the sun for Josh.
Yes, he did.
Yes, right.
He did. He did. So he can do anything. If he wants to, sure.
And then Don saw 11:58 p.m. in two of his visions in November. Yep, there's lots of confirmations that it will be nighttime for everyone.
Yeah, I had a feeling.
That's such a weird thought.
We'll be glowing as we go up, light up the sky.
Yeah, and I got two verses today that both said in the evening, in the evening, in the evening.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good nighttime.
Well, it's 8:30, so we may be cut off if Jason doesn't come back on. So
where is
Jason? Anybody in the clouds?
Exactly. He wants to go be with Ashley.
Oh.
Yeah, he said he was going to. I'm so excited, guys.
Let me just read a little paragraph here. Even if you do little, you touch me deeply. I, a man god, what delicate sentiments are mine? Who will be able to feel the heartbeat of my love? Above all, who will know how to respond? Learn day by day so that the moment will come at last when you will know. Pretty. Yeah.
Judy wants Jesus, us to ask Jesus to clap.
Oh, that would be great.
Annalise says that I will call your name, daughter, and then you will know. I did see another vision. I was asking God for another sign, and he did give me a cloud that looked like an angel blowing a trumpet. So I thought that was really cool. The clouds in the sky were just awesome today.
Oh, I have to read this, guys. Oh, my gosh. He says, do you think of yourself as one not born yet? Your real birth is your entrance into the other life. Prepare for it. Make everything ready. Recall the life of the humble caterpillar crawling on the earth. Then its secret hidden life within the chrysalis. And at the last, the butterfly with its magic-colored wings flying free in the clear blue. Oh, rejoice at the thought that you will soon be born to the fullness of life. Oh, my God. That's so beautiful. Wow, right there. And I just turned to this, you know, I just, that God does it, it just, as you turn to stuff. You guys still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody wants to hang up, man. We're just like, okay, God, whenever you're
it's
ready.
It's early. It's only 8:33. What is it? What, at
9:30?
8:30. 9 o'clock. Oh, 8:30. Oh, it's 8:33.
Yeah. 8:33. Okay. Yeah, I thought it would cut off, but it didn't. No.
It didn't?
No.
Oh, at least I had got that little reading in for you guys. Wow.
Did anybody have any words from the Lord today?
Yes, I had read something earlier that he gave me this morning.
Okay.
You want me to read it again?
Yeah, read that one again. It was really good.
Okay, let me... Oh, hold on. I can't finally do stuff. Oh, my goodness. I've got books and stuff all over the place here. Hang on, guys. Oh, my goodness. Here it is. Okay, he gave me this morning, and he said, Pat, when I am with a soul and that one is in my arms. It is as though that one is the only one for that moment I see with me. My love is so individualized. Don't even try to understand. Just love me. He's saying this to all of us. Hold me. When you are with me, I look into your eyes. I receive your I love yous. Even if we just look at each other without words, that silence is filled with me. This one, our love, and he said, I am, this one I am with. It is our time. And no, if I had to die again for you alone, I would. You cannot imagine how much I love you all and want you all with me. There are no measures in my love, your Jesus. And that's for everybody, it's for the whole bride. You know. That came this morning.
That is beautiful, Pat. Thanks.
Oh, listen, whatever I, you know, if I ever get anything. There's something on angels here. It's just, it says, make yourself, this is just quick, make yourself familiar with the angels and behold them frequently in spirit, for without being seen, they are present with you. So we have our darling angels here all the time. I keep hearing a beep, 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 beep. I don't know why we're hearing that.
All right. Well, I'm going to sign off, guys, and I hope to...
Okay. I think we will, too, and we'll... hopefully, we'll not talk tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
But if so, we'll be there, and we'll reach more souls. You know, because
right.
We're always reaching souls. So, you know. All right, honey. Bye. Love you all.
Bye.
Okay,
bye,
honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?